Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Gideon questioning God's absence and God revealing his plan for Gideon to overcome the Midianites. The Bible verses for today are found in Judges chapter 6, verses 11 to 13. Then the messenger of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. Joash's son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to save it from the Midianites. And the messenger of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." "My lord," Gideon said to him, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are his wondrous deeds about which our ancestors told us when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' For now the Lord has abandoned us and has delivered us into the power of Midian."
So, picture this. There's this guy named Gideon, right? He's just going about his day, beating out wheat in a wine press. It's a typical day for Gideon, nothing out of the ordinary. But then, out of nowhere, this messenger from the Lord shows up and sits under a terebinth tree. Imagine that. So, this messenger starts having a chat with Gideon. But you know Gideon, he doesn't waste any time. He's got some questions for this messenger. He asks why the Lord had abandoned his people. And you know what? Gideon has a valid point. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and lost when things aren't going the way we expected them to. We've all been there, haven't we? But here's the thing. God has a plan for Gideon. He's chosen him to be the one to stand up against the Midianites and deliver the Israelites from their oppression. And guess what? Gideon pulls it off. With God's help, of course. He defeats the Midianites and shows the people just how powerful and loving God can be. It's truly an amazing victory, a real testament to what can happen when we trust in God's plan. But here's where things take an unexpected turn. The Israelites, despite witnessing this incredible display of God's power, fall back into their old ways. They turn away from God and start worshiping idols. It's like they completely forgot about everything that happened. Now let's take a moment to reflect on ourselves. We all face our own battles, don't we? It could be the battle against self-doubt, addiction, or any other struggle we may be dealing with. But here's the thing. Just like Gideon, we have the power to overcome with God's help. We can defeat any enemy that comes our way, but there's a catch. We can also allow ourselves to be trapped by sinful habits. You know what I'm talking about, right? Those bad habits or temptations that have a way of dragging us down when we least expect it. It could be something like anger, jealousy, addiction, or any other behavior that we know deep down is not good for us. So here's a question for you. What are your sinful habits that you need to drive out? Take a moment to think about it. And if you're ready, just like Gideon, you can turn to Jesus and confess your sins. Ask him to remove those sinful habits from your life. Because here's the truth, God is always ready to forgive us and help us overcome our weaknesses. He wants us to live a life of victory, free from the chains that hold us back. So let's take a step towards that freedom and ask Jesus to guide us on this journey. Remember, just like Gideon, you have the power to overcome. It may not be easy, but let's face our battles head on and trust that God is with us every step of the way. So let's not be discouraged by our past mistakes or fall back into old patterns. Let's trust in God's plan for our lives and rely on His strength to help us overcome our weaknesses. With His guidance, we can break free from the chains of sin and live a life filled with victory. So are you ready to face your battles head on? Are you ready to let go of those sinful habits and embrace the freedom that God offers? Remember, just like Gideon, you have the power to overcome. Let's take that step today and begin this journey towards a victorious life with God by our side.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the story of Gideon and the battles he faced, we are reminded of the challenges we encounter in our own lives. Just like Gideon, we may feel overwhelmed and lost at times, but we know that you have a plan for each of us. Lord, help us to recognize the sinful habits that entangle us and hold us back from fully experiencing your victory in our lives. Give us the courage to turn to you, just as Gideon did, and confess our sins. We know that you are always ready to forgive us and help us overcome our weaknesses. Guide us on this journey, Lord. Lead us away from the temptations that seek to ensnare us and towards the freedom that you offer. Give us the strength to face our battles head on, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. May we trust in your plan for our lives and rely on your strength to overcome our weaknesses. With your guidance, we can break free from the chains of sin and live a life filled with victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we conclude our time together reflecting on the story of Gideon and the lessons it holds for us, let us remember the power of God's presence in our lives. Just as he guided Gideon through his trials, he is with us, empowering us to overcome our own battles. May we take to heart the call to face our challenges with faith and courage, knowing that God is always by our side. Let us not be discouraged by our past mistakes or the struggles we face, but instead, let us trust in God's plan for our lives and rely on his strength to see us through. As we go our separate ways, may the blessings of God surround us, guiding our steps and filling our hearts with peace. May his love and grace sustain us in every circumstance, and may we continue to grow in faith and obedience each day. Goodbye, and may God's blessings be upon you always.